Good morning.
Fist pumping through the weekend, man.
7-Eleven, Brock, Hunter.
What's happening?
Happy Monday. Yes, I am here. I know we were kind of kicking around possibly having a baby at this point. Not Hunter and I, Kiki and I, but no baby yet. Kiki just called me a little bit ago, and I'm like, oh, my God, is it time? So, yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, every phone call is freaking you out. You know? Yeah. Can you just, like, Ace Ventura, that baby just kind of push the stomach? Poof. Just get it out of there.
I don't think that's how it works, but, again, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see that in the Lamaze class video that we had to watch, where it's like, hey, if you need to help the baby out, just give her a good push on the stomach. That baby will
kind of like the Heimlich, but she's laying down, yeah.
What you do is you have her like stand up on something tall, and then you push out, and then the baby bungee cords out of the.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah! Bungee jump, baby.
Yeah, that's how you do it. And then you just cut the cord, catch the baby, you're fine, good to go.
I shouldn't be a father.
Unless
they let you keep the baby after that, but.
Here, Kiki, get up on this high ladder here. We're gonna let that baby bungee jump out. Bungee jump out. It'll be fine. Yep. Nope. This is not good. This is not good. Should not be a father. Anyway, we got to keep things moving here. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it.
Pump it.
Okay, I guess this story bothers me a little bit just thinking about what that money could do. So there is a guy who just paid $28 million to go to space with Jeff Bezos.
Wow.
The winning bidder will join Bezos and his brother on the 11-minute flight, which is set to take off on July 20th. Blue Origin says the bid money will be donated to their foundation, Club for the Future, which inspires students to invent the future of life in space. Okay, so it's good. This money isn't just going to line the pockets of Bezos. I'm sure he's getting his cut. And not saying we shouldn't be focusing on the future with that. I don't know. It just seems a little crazy.
What'd you say? It was an 11-minute flight?
11-minute flight for $28 million.
So that's the total time you're up is 11 minutes?
I don't know if it's 11 minutes like in space. Like,
or does
okay.
it take it's got to take more. It's got to take 11 minutes to get to space, right?
Possibly. I don't know. It seems like he overpaid, in my opinion. I know it seems crazy because you're going to space. But yeah, is he like getting up into space? Like, how exactly is this working? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, dude, I understand. It's awesome. That's a crazy thing to be able to, say you've done in your lifetime, but man, $28 million.
Do we need to be spending $28 million on stuff like this though?
Here's the thing though, is it this guy obviously has God's money. He's got money everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So he knows everything about money. Maybe he just knows that money just. He's like, here you go, $28 million.
Yeah,
it means nothing to this guy, probably.
That's true. Yeah, you look at like some of these guys, billionaires. We really do lose sight of how big a billion is. So maybe it seems ridiculous to us that you spend $28 million. But yeah, if this guy's got billions in the bank, be like, whatever. I find that in my couch.
Maybe
after
that
a
guy
weekend.
Knows something like that's going to happen in the future. Like that dollar's not going to be worth that.
You imagine?
Anymore.
And I don't want this to happen. But also, we have to accept the fact that this could go horribly wrong. Would you want to be? Would you want to go down with Jeff Bezos? I don't think so. I feel like that's the last guy. Or Jeff Bezos is going to have some like kind of escape plan, and he's going to leave you to die while this ship that he built with his own money comes, crashing to the earth. And he's like, "All right, see you later. You're dead."
Yeah, this could be an interesting story, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But either way, $28 million to go up into space with Jeff Bezos. Lastly, will one-night stands be a thing of the past? A new survey by dating app Plenty of Fish found that close to 50% of single Americans between the ages of 18 and 40 haven't been physically intimate with someone since the beginning of the pandemic. What have they been doing instead? Virtual intimacy. That includes video chats, sexting, phone sex. 42% of respondents are ready for physical intimacy after the pandemic. and are excited to start dating again. Nearly 7% plan to continue being virtually intimate as well. Yeah, I think
everybody was scared of getting sick.
Yeah, I think once there, you know, whether it's herd immunity or vaccines, everyone's good to go. I think we're going to go back to bumping uglies the old traditional way. But I do also think, though, we are going to continue to see this new virtual side of it. Because let's be honest now, this is great, man. You can literally FaceTime. You can see someone, you know, in all their glory in their birthday suit at any time if you really want to. You know
times
what I mean?
Are just so much different, man. Yeah. You know, it's nothing like the 90s, you know, or even before the 90s, going out somewhere and, you know, picking somebody up at a bar or meeting somebody. It's just weird now. It's just different.
I used to have to draw my girlfriend's boob by memory, all right? That was terrible, man. I had to use that. You
know, now it's just like, dude, I feel like, you know, if you go out on a date, like just two clicks of her phone, she could find somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the pressure there.
You got to bring your A game, man. That's why I'm super happy that I courted Kiki before all of this, because there's no way I'd stand a chance. There's none. There is literally billions of other options out there. Now, right?
She'd be all over Tinder.
She'd be one of those girls. But anyway. For right now, people still doing virtual, but they're going to be getting their privates out pretty soon once we get back to normal. So, all right, we got people dying in space with Jeff Bezos and getting it on online. That is your Morning Dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 100.